Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The conjunction is the division of the circle by one. It actually resonates with the number one and the idea of unity. They combine the planets in conjunctions, combine energies and act as one. Here's some key words about conjunction. Any thoughts? Let me know your thoughts. Planets in conjunction and their energies are united, merged energies, blended, infused, influenced, activated, enhanced, connected. The closer together the planets are determines the potency of the blend.
I'm just going to interject here and say that Valens, Vettius Valens, said at one point that the conjunction or co-presence was treated as neutral. So it could be positive when it involves good planets, or it could be negative when it involves, you know, quote unquote, bad ones.
Mm. Like when we did the serial killer episode and we saw all the Moon-Mars conjunctions.
Exactly.
Yeah, I also say planets in conjunctions have a problem seeing each other. It may be seen by others, but the individual may struggle to differentiate whatever energies of the conjunction.
Mm-hmm. They always come together.
Yes. For instance, your Mercury and your Sun is together. Your thoughts are not you.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you think about the Venus Mars conjunction, which we see a lot, and we actually have one right now?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
say. Well, I think either that brings relationships together or they tear them apart during those times. Depending on the meaning of the conjunction. So, for instance, right now,
in Capricorn,
it's in Capricorn. Mars is exalted in Capricorn, so it probably has the upper hand on Venus issues, you know?
Yeah, so.
But if this conjunction was traveling through, let's just say, Pisces, Taurus, or Libra, that this conjunction may, you know, when Venus met Mars in Libra, right? The detriment of Mars, that conjunction manifested differently than this manifestation in Capricorn.
Right. So for the audience, basically, when a planet is in a sign that it doesn't feel comfortable in that sign, you know, you also have to take that into consideration when reading the aspects.
Yeah.
That are happening with that planet.
Yeah. Also, a conjunction is not looked at as good, bad, easy, or difficult aspect. It's pretty much is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it's a potency of power, pretty much.
Yes, concentrated power.
Yeah.
Concentrated energy in a small area.
Yeah, exactly.
Last but not least, three or more planets in a conjunction is called a stellium, which could be three or more planets in a house or a sign is a stellium, and it's looked at as a major focal point of energy.
Mm-hmm. I have one of those. Mm. So does D.
Yeah.
Well, so do I, if you include the outer planets like Pluto, you know. I got one in Virgo.
That's true.
Man. Yeah. Any last words on the conjunction? Anything you want to add?
I used to think the conjunction was like great, but when I was starting out, I didn't quite know how to like rate it that well, you know. Now I'm just kind of like, okay, well, there's a lot of energy here, so which one's fighting for what, pretty much.
Yeah, it's kind of like just fighting for attention.
Let me ask you this.
Fighting to get out.
Has your stellium really taken a different meaning since you are in your Saturn return and your which way you have your stellium in Aquarius?
Yes, because I guess since Saturn is technically an outer planet, I'm this transit has lasted way longer than, like, for example, the Venus or a Mars transit. So it's taken longer than 2 years. So I've actually seen the difference, you know, with like Mars and Saturn. It usually takes what, like months, 6 months, 7 months, if that.
Yeah.
So when you have one of those outer planets or those slow moving planets, you kind of really see, okay, this is different than
with the slower moving planets. The aftermath may be worse than the actual event.
Yeah. And also I want to add with the conjunction, I've also, from experience, I've gathered that when there's too many planets in one sign, a person can either be so concentrated in that energy that they tend to go to the other side, the opposite.
Mm. The opposite sign?
Yeah. So for me, you know, I have a stellium in Aquarius, and while my Saturn return is happening, I've realized that I've gone a lot towards the Leo side.
Mm.
There's nothing in Leo for me. So it's kind of like, think about it as like a seesaw, right? Like there's like three people on like one side of the seesaw. So like the other side is empty and you're just like, oh shit. You kind of like want there to be a balance in a way.
Yeah.
Mm. D, any last words on the conjunction?
No, I agree with that. I mean, like, I don't think you have any planets in Leo, right?
Just Chiron, but we don't talk about Chiron.
We don't talk about Chiron. yeah, so I think it's a little bit different for me where I have Jupiter in Cancer opposite my stellium in Capricorn, where I have a Capricorn stellium. My Saturn return was in Capricorn.
Did you feel your stellium more then, or do you feel your stellium now that you are business D?
I felt it more then. Like, I don't know. I guess it's different. Like, Saturn returns are hard, right? So I don't know, and I have so many planets in Capricorn that, like, first it hit Uranus, then it hit Neptune, then it hit my Saturn, and then right after that, it's Mars and Venus that are, like, more closely together. So, like, while it's blended and you're still getting, like during the Saturn return, while it's right on top of my Saturn, it's very close to my Mars. So like I get that blended energy where I'm having to work on, like, I guess two things at once, and they're both demanding my attention. And then once it hits the next planet, Mars, like, you still have some of the Saturn involved, but then you also got to throw Venus in there too. So it's like you're saying, like a fight for attention, like they're all fighting to get out, and it's like everything at once, all at once.
Wow, that was a really good description. We basically have the same thing, just in the
different
sign. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I definitely turned to my Jupiter in Cancer and just wanted to stay home and cry and watch sad movies and just
an abundance of emotion.
Just stay in my comfort zone. Yeah, lots of feelings.
All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.